Good morning, Terry.
You are with the breakfast with the Wisconsin delegation. They're hearing from Debbie Wasserman Schultz right now, the party's chairperson. What does this indicate about Wisconsin's importance this year?
Well, I was just thinking about it, and I can't imagine that Debbie Wasserman Schultz would be able to go around to all of the delegate breakfasts here at this convention. So I'm thinking that it says that the Obama administration and the reelection campaign believes that Wisconsin is pretty important this November.
The delegation also heard from Russ Feingold. What did he have to say about another Wisconsinite, Paul Ryan, being nominated to be the Republican Party running mate?
Well, that's right. Russ Feingold came out before the delegation, and he said that he knows Paul Ryan really well. I mean, they are different ages. Russ Feingold obviously is a bit older, but they're both from Janesville, and so he had kind of a lot of shared history in that way with Paul Ryan. Their fathers, Russ Feingold said, shared the same office building in Janesville. They graduated from the same high school. They're both on the high school's wall of fame. And so they go back. Also, Feingold said that, you know, he had always had a good relationship with Paul Ryan, disagreed with his policies, but Paul Ryan is very affable, he says, bright. But he said that he was very proud, actually, about Paul Ryan being chosen to be the vice president nominee for the Republicans, very proud that he came from Wisconsin and was one of our own. But he said when Paul Ryan made his acceptance speech, he frankly said he was, quote, embarrassed. He said that he believed that speech was so full of deception.
What does Feingold have to say about Wisconsin being a swing state this year and what it will take for Democrats to win?
Russ Feingold, of course, as you might expect, all of the Democrats here say they're very confident that President Obama will be reelected. And what do they base that on? Russ Feingold says he believes that Wisconsin is a blue state and that Barack Obama will be reelected because he believes that electorate, the Democrats, are energized this year, and he believes because it's a presidential election, more people will come to the polls, and that will be shown and borne out in Wisconsin. He believes, he's confident, but again, they're all saying so, that Barack Obama will take Wisconsin.
Frederica, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Bye.